We're recording.
I just took a sip of the milky thing.
It's a for real. Oreo for real? Cookies and cream. It's good.
It's really good.
We got a few things here. We got a lot of food items. We're going to mix them all together.
Okay. Let's sit in the shade.
You want to sit in the shade? Okay.
Sit in the shade outside the bank. Hope the FBI don't get called.
Yeah. The FBI is definitely not going to get called.
We wanted to get snow cones originally, and I was going to get cream on mine. But the Snow Cone Shack is closed for today.
It's terrible. So instead we got blue raspberry slushy, Oreo for real, which is like a milkshake thing. We got a strawberry and
one
cream.
One of the strawberry cake.
Strawberry cake.
Strawberry shortcake bars.
Strawberry shortcake bars. I have Jack Link's original beef and cheese, made with real Wisconsin cheese.
Oh, and I have gummy sharks.
Yeah. So, welcome to the low effort food pod is what this one is called, Sam. So, we're nominally, theoretically, we, have some categories we can put scores in if we would like, but we don't have to stick to that.
Okay. What's the first category?
Well, normally the first category is milkiness, mm-hmm. and I think that the milkshake and the strawberry cream milk
well,
ice cream bar.
Well, this is sorbet.
A sorbet? Okay.
So this is definitely the milkiest.
Okay.
No, for real.
The,
Because it's a milkshake.
Yeah. The blue raspberry, slushy, it's like a 2.
0.
Zero?
Zero. It's like crushed ice. It's not milky at all.
Well, here's the thing. In my head, I don't think of milkiness as purely literally milk, but more of like this sort of
I guess it can be a little milky.
See, that's the thing. I feel like milkiness is 5.
5.
I was only going to go up to 2. All right, we'll call it a 5. This sort of thick, possibly oily flavor is what I associate with milk. And this has that sort of a thick flavor.
It's thick, I'll give you. Oily, no.
Well, fatty. That's, I guess, what I should say.
What's our next category?
Next, we have tastiness. Oh, wait, are we going to give a for real the milkiness?
Creamy. Like an 84.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Really 80, milky.
84 on the for real. And the ice cream bar?
Like a 20.
20? Mm-hmm. That sounds right, honestly. Yeah. Cause, no, I've had a lot of them. But when it's more, like once it's frozen, packed solid, it doesn't feel right like a milk anymore.
Well, it's like new. Starting to melt a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, tastiness...
number one, the milkshake.
The milkshake?
Mm-hmm.
Where would we throw that?
I think the milkshake is most tasty.
Okay, I'm down with that. What score would we put on it?
Like an 85.
An 85? Okay. Well, that actually tracks, because I would agree with an 85 on that. I feel like the blue raspberry is like a 70.
Yeah. It's still pretty good.
And ice cream bar.
It's okay. It's kind of like stale.
Oh, it's a stale one?
It's like, it's been in the freezer for too long.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well.
Maybe like a 40.
Ugh, that's rough. Next we got creativity.
I would give the bar the most creativity.
Okay. And I agree with that. I think the for real is the second most creativity because it's served to you by a robot, which is...
Yes, yeah. I did. I said thank you to the robot.
Yeah, there's a robot. There's a can, or no, like a cup.
And you put your for real in it.
You put the for real in a little position on a robot milkshake mixer. And then you push the button, and the robot milkshaker shakes the milk, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, the slushy That's basically not creative. It's blue raspberry.
I mean, it's sort of creative.
Yeah. I mean, it's not...
Well, like, compared to some other dessert.
Yeah. I guess there's that.
I would give it, like, a 37.
A 37 for the blue raspberry?
Yeah.
Okay. And where's the milkshake?
For creativity? I like the rubber. I would give it,
I feel pretty high.
Like a 60... What did I give that one?
This is a 37, I think you said.
Like a 65? No, maybe like 75.
Okay, 75 on the milkshake.
The robot was pretty fun.
Yeah. And the ice cream bar?
For creativity?
Yeah.
Like an 80. They put like stuff on the outside.
Okay. All right. Value. So this is mostly like an economic evaluation.
Well, all of these items were like a dollar except for the milkshake.
Okay. Milkshake was like...
$3.50.
Mm-hmm. I feel like...
I think it was worth it.
Okay. I think maybe value of like 50. It's what you expect for $3.50, but that's still a little high.
Yeah. But it's pretty good. It like tastes like something you would get at a bad ice cream shop.
Yeah, that's true. The slushie was like a dollar, and it feels like you're getting about like $1.50, $1.70 out of it. Honestly, I'd say it's good value.
I feel like it's kind of too syrupy.
Yeah. It's...
It's not very balanced.
It's not as balanced between the syrup and the ice. It's leaning on the syrup side, and that's kind of...
So I feel like that makes the taste a little cheap.
A little cheap?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we'll say the Freel is a 50, the slushie is like a 60?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the ice cream bar, it was kind of stale?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think maybe 40? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like this had pretty good value, though. I would get one of these again.
Oop. Our screen turned off while we were waiting. Let's see. Okay. So, Gestalt. I think that the once again, the milkshake is doing very well in the Gestalt category.
The milkshake is very good. It's a very creamy, rich, like deep flavor.
Yeah. Like you could drink it all right up.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to drink it all right up.
The slushy part of the cup artwork literally says the word brain freeze on it. As we know, brain freezes are a classic danger of slushies, which kind of hurts the Gestalt score.
Mm-hmm.
The milkshake Gestalt. We could go with 80 even.
Okay.
Like it's a smooth drink.
I could really
drink.
Gulp it down.
Yeah, it's a super smooth drink.
I would get like a big thing of this for the road trip.
Yeah. If it were economical to do, a really big container of it would definitely be the way to go. Whereas the slushy, I 55, honestly. Like you have to moderate how fast you drink a slushy or you're gonna get that brain freeze.
I would also just like the slushy, I feel like, is a very high melty factor.
Yeah.
That like its tastiness goes down as it melts pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a concern. Like once it's water mixed with syrup and no longer ice crystals, it's just not as appetizing at all. So you're trying to balance a fast drink and a slow drink at the same time. Gestalt on the ice cream bar. Was it an easy eat? Did you munch it down? You're already done with it and moved on to the sharks. So
I'm
that's,
already done with it.
That seems like a good sign to me.
Yeah, it was just a little bit too frozen to really be a big munch.
Okay.
But also, with those bars, you kind of have to go fast because they melt fast.
Okay. So like a 60?
Yeah. Like by the time I was finishing it, it was already like pretty melty.
Oh, okay.
But you really got to eat fast.
Zeitgeist. I think Zeitgeist is partly packaging and also...
Well, they had the For Reals on Boise State campus, but they were always out of the cups.
Okay. So that sounds like it's a popular item of them. They're always running out. That they can barely sell it to you. So Zeitgeist high on the milkshake. Slushies, like the thing you get at a gas station.
Very iconic.
Completely iconic.
We've got the song Freeze Your Brain from Heathers to think about.
It's true. Okay. So slushy.
I'm sure there
Zeitgeist.
Are other places that other movies that feature slushies.
Oh, yeah. Like, everything where, like, kids are doing a thing in the summer, they're going to get a slushie.
Yes, but I feel like the slushie is generic enough they could use... This is a little bit too branded.
Yeah,
because it's like for real Oreo.
Yeah, it's F-postrophe R-E-A-L, and then it's for Oreo real. Branding. It's, I don't...
It's just like, it wouldn't be natural in a movie.
It would feel like a product placement if you saw one in a movie, so...
But your slushie is just sort of like a generic slushie.
It's just got the gas station's branding on it, kind of, but any gas station could have it.
And the, like, brain freeze.
Yeah. So I feel like the milkshake, Zeitgeist is like a 71.
I'd give it lower. It's just lower? So branded.
Okay. 61? I feel like the ones digit is definitely a 1. On the tens digit, we could move it.
I'll give it 41.
41? Okay, all right.
Because they are always selling out, but it just is not... It's not very iconic.
It's... Yeah. It's kind of a weird product.
It's not quite reaching that, like... teens in a movie 50s milkshake
box. Yeah, and the amount of logofication is not good. You're right.
And it is a very small portion.
Yeah. And then, is that guess on the slushy?
Pretty high.
92.
Yeah.
It's the only way to go. Zeitgeist on the
bar,
the strawberry ice cream bar,
probably pretty high. I mean, a lot of people get them at the pool.
Yeah,
because there's only like 4 ice creams available at the pool.
Right, they're a good pool snack. If there's an ice cream truck, they surely have that, no doubt about it. I think that brings us to the end of the categories list. We've done all the categories for all of our stuff. There's some like fruit snack sharks, and then there's the beef jerky and cheese and stuff. But we're not here for those. So I think that's it for this episode, friends.
I think so.
All right. Well, this is a good time, and this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but sometimes that's just how it goes. Signing off.